Hey, Colin, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Scott.
We were talking a little while ago, and you told me of a secret strategy you use to dramatically improve your game. And because of it, we actually have a special guest with us today.
Yeah, my good friend Wayne Lee, the hypnotist. Are you there,
the
Wayne?
Hypnotist.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's start this over because I made it just sound like, are you there? Like we're on the other line.
Sure.
So, sorry, if we can start it, start it over.
Hey, Colin, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. I'm here with my good friend, Wayne Lee, the hypnotist.
Hey, Wayne, nice to meet you.
Yeah, a pleasure to meet you too, Scott.
You know, I was telling you before, Scott, Wayne is the guy who has probably given me one of the best golf lessons of my life and really helped me to visualize my, you know, what's happening in my golf swing and even in putting. And it was such a strong lesson. I just wanted to share this little secret with everybody and really how it worked. So, in fact, I'll tell you the results that I got immediately following Wayne's little swing lesson. The first round I played after, I was on the first hole, I had about a 65-foot putt, and I nailed it and put it in the hole.
Wow.
And the ninth hole, I just missed a birdie. The tenth hole, which is a shorter par four, about 380 yards, I think, I actually I sunk it in from my wedge shot from 100 yards out. I put it in for an eagle. The very next hole is a par five, and I'm nervous because a little, you know, after an eagle, I'm like, oh. But I really focused on the things Wayne taught me, and I almost got two eagles in a row. If I had a great drive and a great three wood and a little chip from the edge of the green, and it just bounced crooked and just missed going in for my second eagle in a row. So
oh,
I ended up
man.
With a tap-in birdie, which, I mean, that's two eagles in a row. That's very rare. I don't think many golf pros even accomplish that. So I was feeling like, man, this stuff kind of works.
Well, we want to know the secret, Wayne.
Well, what's the secret? And I guess the secret could be summed up in one word, and the word is focus. And what I mean by that word is I've developed an acronym. I like to even call it a magical meaning because there's meaning within words that sometimes we don't even see. And F-O-C-U-S stands for Fixed Ongoing Concentration, Unlimited Success.
Wow.
I know that in my experience, and that's where I like to talk from is my experience, just because, you know, I can talk about what other people say, yet I know through my own experience, I know it's true for me. And what I'm alluding to is that I was in the sport of amateur wrestling for years and years and years, and I was highly successful. And within that sport, I realized that I was using my imagination and my power of concentration, which is focus, actually you know, get what I wanted or to sabotage myself. So it all came down to myself.
Hmm. Boy, that's taking responsibility, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's so powerful that we get to choose what we focus upon. And what I did with Colin is I got him to focus upon what he wanted. Really, it comes down to simplicity of what you want, the outcome, and then taking that process to the outcome in terms of visualizing what it takes to get there. There's a little law of the mind, and the law of the mind that states that what you focus upon is what you're going to get. And if you're focusing upon the negative, you'll get that. So, you know, when people can focus upon a good thing in terms of their outcome and the having it come true in regards to their body doing what it takes to get there, they're going to produce a good feeling in their body. And that good feeling is going to vibrate through the law of attraction, more of that good feeling. So it sounds a little metaphysical, and really science backs it up in terms of, you know, what we focus upon and what we vibrate out into the universe is what we get back.
Right.
That's really true. It really is true.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I want to say it again, that focus, fixed, ongoing concentration, unlimited success.
That is it. It's, you know, it came to me one day when I was driving down the highway. I was doing my hypnosis shows, and after we were in Saskatchewan, and there was not too much to be found besides us driving on the highway.
Right.
And I turned to my buddy, good buddy Corey, and I said, you know, I have an acronym for focus. I said, it's fixed, ongoing concentration, unlimited success. At the time, I was developing my motivational seminar, so I wanted to come up with some things that would hook the mind for people. And Corey said, that's brilliant. Yet he likes colorful language, so he said a few off-color things. And before I knew it, Scott, my vehicle started to shake. And this is in the middle of nowhere, Saskatchewan.
Wow.
I pulled over, looked at my gas gauge. I had ran out of gas. it was a divine happening for me. And really, I looked at that situation and I looked back upon it as if it was yesterday, and it was a sign saying, you know, whatever we focus upon, be careful not to focus upon what's important or we'll run out of gas. In the sense of that, make sure that, you know, you're focusing on what's important and you're getting those things in life. And
we
all have the power to do that. So the process specifically, when I took Colin through it, and I'll take you guys through it again, is meaning that I could take you through that too, Scott.
Awesome. Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
You can apply this. You can apply this this exercise, which is very powerful, to anything in life. So it could be golf. It could be making more money or getting more money. It could be attracting the perfect relationship. It's to use the process of visualization, and then feel as though you've already achieved the outcome. And I use the word feel because that's what we're emitting out to the universe. And that's, you know, it's very simple in the sense that when we feel good, we attract more good in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to that feeling state, then it's to anchor or create a particular association for that feeling state, whether it be a color or a putting your hand to your heart. Those two particular things that I just said, those are the two things that I like to give people in terms of to anchor that to that feeling state, so they can always recall that state with intensity. The challenge in life for most people is that they'll have a great game. They'll, you know, say if they're an actor, they have the greatest performance in the world, or if they're a sports star, they have the greatest game of their life, and they don't necessarily know why they did it or how they did
right.
it.
Right. How do you repeat that?
Exactly. So it's consistency, and it's continually knowing that you can do it, and there's a formula to it, because, you know, our behavior and subjective experience does have structure in terms of we can make.
Well, interestingly enough, Wayne, both Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson use hypnosis, and Tiger Woods began seeing a hypnotist by the name of Jay Brunza at the age of 10 to mm-hmm. develop his mental training, and Phil Mickelson has been trained by the mental coach and hypnotist Dean Rymus.
Yeah.
So obviously people at the top of golf are using this very effectively.
And, you know, that's, you know, somebody that's looking at somebody and saying, hey, we're hiring a hypnotist. We're gonna you know, progress with our improvement of the game. We're going to, you know, create that sense of mental clarity, and we're going to go on from there. Everybody's using hypnosis each and every day. I'd like to, you know, say on the record that hypnosis is what we do to ourselves when we picture and imagine things, and when we program ourselves or have other people program us,
mm-hmm.
that's hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Boiled down to its simplest form, hypnosis is the non-critical acceptance of an idea.
So this is different than the guy up on the stage, just to make this distinction, who gets me quacking like a duck.
No difference whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
You see, that's what I do, and not necessarily get people quack like a duck, yet I have been doing a stage hypnosis show for the past 12 years, and that show is a metaphor to life, is that people can release their fears and inhibitions and use their imagination, change their beliefs, change their programs to perform better.
Oh, okay.
So they can become a celebrity. Like a lot of people, they will become a celebrity. This is one of the routines that I do, is I'll get people to become a celebrity on stage. And they will really act as if they're that celebrity. They will believe that in their heart. And once the suggestion is removed, that person may be a typical shy person that doesn't like to talk to people. Or so it shows, you know, people on stage that, you know, they can come out of their shell. They can be very, very confident in themselves. They can be outgoing. And really the stage performance for me is a great metaphor to show people how they can perform in life.
And, Scott, I've actually seen several of Wayne's shows. They're excellent. And the best part is, at the end of the show, everybody gets their clothes back.
Oh, good.
Sometimes they, you know, I mix them up a little bit, yet that's just once in a while. You know, and
I like to give Wayne a hard time.
The show is that, with the show, it is about living the laughter. I mean, laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah.
We get to laugh at ourselves.
So, Wayne, what made you decide to be a hypnotist? Like, how did you get into this?
Well, that goes back to, you know, one of the first experiences I had with hypnosis, per se, was when I was in wrestling. I used to visualize a lot. And then I went to a wrestling camp where they took us through some real structured creative visualization.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, wow, I do this all the time anyhow. I do this throughout the day in my math class, probably hence the reason why I didn't pass math. That I'm so focused on the wrestling and what I love to do. And then, you know, later on in my teen years and getting into after school, after secondary school, I went to a hypnosis show in a nightclub, and I was blown away. I thought it was absolutely fascinating. And from there, I had that thought in the back of my head, wow, I want to learn more about that. So it was little things along the way that led me into my mid-20s. I was teaching school, and I had seen another hypnotist in the nightclub. And I said to myself, I asked myself a question. I said, why couldn't I do that?
Good question. Yeah,
the answer was a resounding yes. I ended up going into the library, picking up everything I could in terms of literature, watching more people do it, finding out how people were hypnotized on stage, what it was all about. And before I knew it, I was doing shows while I was teaching during the day. And it took me, you know, one show as a turning point to say, this is what I want to do. What I'm referring to is that one of my first shows in a big nightclub, I did it that show, and I was like, yeah, you bet, I want to do this.
Right.
There was so much reward there. I mean, one, I was definitely feeding my ego. It was a great for me to be up on stage. It was an attention getter. Yet I knew there was much more behind that. I mean, I knew that it could help change people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, me doing that full time, I had no doubt in my mind that I was just going to go down that pathway. And so here I am 12 years later, now doing a lot of motivational presentations, seminars, and building my business, not just in regards to an entertainment business, yet a self-development business.
Yeah, you do a lot of motivational speaking and you know, those type of talks. What am I looking for, Wayne, the type of talks that you do?
Definitely it's a motivational keynote.
Mm-hmm.
I also do motivational training in regards to doing more of a workshop and a
mm-hmm.
seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And my vision now includes becoming a top seminar leader in regards to self-development and having retreats, and that is in the next years to come. It's very exciting, and I'm very passionate about it.
Perfect. Well, let's get back to golf. Let's talk a little bit about the questions I'm thinking that people are having is, you know, how do we teach the unconscious mind how to, you know, learn better? How do we deal with, pressure and performance anxieties? How to get out of a slump? How do we, you know, make our practice sessions more productive? You know, how do we create performance patterns and redo our thinking in our mind? Because so much of the game of golf is mental, and we hear that all the time. And I realized so quickly how much of it is when I took this lesson from you, and how radically it changed my game so quickly. I've never had anything that's changed my ability to make exceptional shots so quickly.
Well, I remember when you did that, Colin, and you and I were talking, and you were just amazed
yeah.
at the difference, right?
Yeah.
It was huge.
It just freed my mind up.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we talk about how you do that process, Wayne? Maybe we can walk
sure.
everybody else through how to think through that process for their golf game.
Yeah, yeah. I like to call it, you know, the magical color association or magical color
yeah.
gift. And, you know, you said a lot of things there, Colin, in regards to their challenges, like all the challenges that people have. So, you know, people that are listening to this, definitely just pick one area, like one area that they want to improve in or whatever.
Maybe a fear or anxiety they have in their golf
game
or problem.
Yeah, like, you know, if you guys have, like, and you guys are the golfers, too, in the sense that, you know, I don't do a lot of golfing, yet I do know that, you know, when you say it all comes from the mind first, that applies to anything that we do. It all comes to the mind, so whatever sport that we're playing or whatever activity that we're in,
mm-hmm.
in order for it to become a habit, we have to think about it first.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, you know, picking one area out in the golf game, like whether somebody is having a challenge in the short game
mm-hmm.
or it is off the tee.
Well, let me talk about that, Wayne, because I have, and I'm sure this is a common problem, but a lot of times off the tee when there's trouble, you know, if it's a tight fairway or if there's a, you know, a water hazard on the left side, you know, or there's crocodiles, you know, that I got to worry about or something. You know, that causes some anxiety, and my mind will tend to wander
Can
from...
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to just pick out a few words that you used.
Sure.
You said trouble, right?
Yeah.
So right away in your mind, when I say the word trouble, what does that mean to you? Is there
out of bounds. I could go out of bounds and take a couple extra penalty strokes.
Right. So right away you are already framing up in your mind what it could go wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, look at, you know, how you can actually visualize that shot to go and make the perfect shot, make
mm-hmm.
the ideal shot.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how it's got to go to do that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing you said is that it causes. Well, it's not that, you know, there's people, and I'll ask you a question here, like Tiger Woods, he can make those shots, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So does it cause him a lot of problems?
I think he's learned to control his anxiety and create a focus of exactly where he wants the ball to go. And I know, too, when I do that, when I picked a very specific spot on the fairway that I want my ball to land, my chances of it getting there are actually pretty good.
Right, and with practice and repetition, like anything, repetition is the mother of skill, you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that what's causing the anxiety is yourself,
yeah.
your interpretation.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I just wanted to interject there just to,
yeah.
you know, so people on the other end here can learn that their own language patterns are leading them to the cause.
Absolutely.
Their thoughts. So go ahead. In regards to your challenge is on a tight fairway or you're off the driving, you're off the tee, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So your challenge is to get around there and have that perfect shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine will be my putting.
Okay.
Okay.
So in either case, I'm going to use it as an example, is that you can visualize the ideal to get there, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've done it. So you can visualize the ideal. So that's the key right there, is to visualize what the ideal is and stay focused on it.
Yeah. So to see how the ball would fly through the air and how it would ideally land on the fairway in that perfect spot.
Yeah, and also, you know, you can see it flying through. Can you not only can you also feel that in your body of what muscles are you using and how your body is moving, and within the perfect and ideal situation of if your body is connecting with that ball to make the perfect shot, you can feel that. Can you not?
Yeah, and in a sense, what it feels like, Wayne, is just that everything's just natural and loose and it's easy. I'm not having to work at it. It's just happening. I'm not trying to control what happens in my body. When I make a great shot, I just let it go.
Mm-hmm. And because you've already described that and you let it go, you can recreate that in your mind again and again and again.
Absolutely.
And with Scott, with your putting, if I was to ask you, you know, can you remember a time when you had the perfect putt for yourself?
I actually can, and it was when 30 store managers at Safeway, and I was one of them, had a putting contest, and all 29 of them missed. The best they did was two, and I'm watching the lay of the land. I said, you know, if it goes there, and then I hit it, and it followed exactly that and went right in. I was the only one out of 30 to get the ball in on one shot.
Yep. And so that feeling to you, I mean, that's a great feeling, is it not?
Oh, boy, it was.
Yeah.
They all looked at me because they knew how good a golfer I was, which is not very good at all.
And yeah.
I couldn't believe I got it in, right?
Excellent. Yeah, and I mean, you know, we've all had those moments of brilliance, and we can repeat those. It's about taking that and repeating it and improving on it and getting better and better and better. So the point being is that you can take the golf and have certain instances, whether it's a long game or it's a short game, and people to visualize what their ideal is. Now, I can take – and this is what's going to happen. I'm going to take you through the Magical Color Association, where you're going to – sit up, you're going to get in a confident position, because the way you move your body will create the way you feel.
Okay. So we need to stand?
And you don't have to do that yet.
Okay.
Yet I'm pre-setting it so everybody listening too can also do this. And then...
What did you call that again, Wayne? The Magic Color...
Association.
Okay.
Yeah, the Magic Color Association. I think that the magic within us is always there. It's the source power that we always have. It's the creative source of what we can create and what we can manifest in life. And, you know, for some, it's an amazing golf game. For others, it can be $1 million, whatever it is. It's igniting that inner magic within us.
Cool. Well, I'm excited. Let's do it.
Okay. So in a few moments, I'm going to get you to close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, you're going to be in a very resourceful state, meaning you're going to be confident and you're going to feel happy. Two very powerful qualities.
Okay.
And then you're going to picture and imagine what it is that you want. What it is you want is specifically for both of you. You have a fairly clear idea of what you want. Scott, for you, it's the perfect putting shot.
Mm-hmm.
And for Colin, it's getting around that narrow fairway.
Okay. I'm picturing...
Okay.
I'm picturing a golf course in the Mayan Riviera that's very challenging, tight fairway.
There you go.
Okay.
And you're going to picture the ideal, and I'll walk you through it where I'm going to say a few words, and it's hypnotic language, so I get you to really use your imagination to hear the sounds, feel the feelings, and also see the sights.
Okay.
And then there'll be a point in time where I'll cue it, where I'll say 1, 2, 3, and feel as though you've already achieved what it is you want.
Okay.
So you're going to do fast forward thinking, and you're going to already feel as though you've made the goal. Because our subconscious or our conscious, depending on how you want to label it, does not distinguish time, meaning that if it's happening right now, you're attracting it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so powerful to use the imagination, because when you use the imagination creatively or proactively, you are bringing into the existence what you're focusing upon right now. And in fact, you're always focusing in the now. If you're thinking about the future, you're doing it now. So there is only the now,
yeah,
present.
Right.
So that's the point, is that you get yourself to really believe it. See, if I told you, hey, guys, you're gonna feel as though you've achieved your goal here in a couple seconds. I'm bringing no enthusiasm
yeah.
to this game. That's not going to do anything for you. So I have to be passionate, which I truly am, about you guys going to be feeling as though you've achieved it. Now, here's the cooperative responsibility, is that you guys, from your own thinking, beliefs, you have to really believe as though you've achieved it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you feel it, it's like, what would it feel like to have achieved that? Well, you're going to feel great, wouldn't you feel great?
Oh, absolutely.
And then in that peak state, there's a feeling there. So you don't even have to visualize a lot. There's that feeling. And then I'll get you to think of your favorite color, and I'll take you through that. It's like paintbrush splattering that color onto the feeling. The feeling becomes a color. Color becomes a feeling.
Okay.
It'll go from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Anyhow, you'll anchor it with that, as well as putting your hand to your heart. And then after that, it'll be anchored. So anytime you think of your favorite color or put your hand to your heart, you'll move your body a little differently. You'll feel different. You'll feel very successful. And then you go out and you shoot your greatest game.
Terrific. Do you want to do this with us one at a time here, Wayne? Or do you want
Pardon?
Do you want
no,
to
I can,
this
I can get both
time?
You guys to do it at the same time. This is the neat thing about this, is that it's not specific to, you know, each goal. You pick your own goal, and this is general, so it'll apply
Perfect.
To both of you.
Okay, let's go.
So I'm going to get you guys just to sit up.
Mm-hmm.
Sit up and take a deep breath in. Clear any stress or tension out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And a few moments, I'm going to get you to close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, we're going to let the magic begin. That's your inner source power. That's where creation comes from. That's where you're going to manifest everything you can and will. So, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
All right. So I want you just to take a deep breath in again, making sure you're sitting up straight, you feel confident. Put a smile on your face. There you go. When you put that smile on, you create a feeling of happiness as well. So on the count of three, I'll get you to close your eyes. One, two, three, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Now that you have your eyes closed, I want you to picture and imagine the one thing that you want. And as you picture and imagine it, make it big, bold, and beautiful. Whatever it is, let it flow through your mind, body, heart, and soul. And know this, that deep within your heart, there's a magical spark that lights the fire of your imagination. The spark is your desire, what you want to propel you forward. Your imagination is your plan-making department. It allows you to see the future before you've even achieved it, now. And as you now picture and imagine what it is you want, make it bigger, louder. Make the colors brighter. Hear the sounds. Feel the feelings, if you feel the feelings. And on the count of three, when I snap my fingers, I want you to magnify whatever it is 100 times more. Make it much bigger. One, two, three. Wow. Just notice how good and wonderful it feels. All of the dream of achieving what you want. You know, it's one thing to know what you want and what it looks like. What's even more powerful is feeling as though you've already achieved it. Feeling as though you've already achieved that single goal, whether it's putting the ball into the hole, whether it's driving that perfect drive. So on the count of three, when I snap my fingers, I want you to feel as though you've achieved your dream. In fact, you will have achieved it. My question is, what will it feel like to you? You will feel it from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. On the count of three, feel it in every muscle, nerve, and fiber of your body, the feeling of absolute success, whatever that is for you. One, two, here goes, three. Feel it now. There's a feeling within you that only you know. Call it success, call it bliss, call it passion, whatever it is. When I snap my fingers on the count of three, feel it magnify from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, like pure electricity going through your whole body. One, two, three. Bathe in the emotion of bliss. You want to keep that feeling for the rest of your life? Sure you do. Here's how. I want you to think of your favorite color, whatever it is. On the count of three, when I snap my fingers, feel as though a paintbrush splatters that feeling onto the color. The color will become the feeling. The feeling will become the color. On the count of three. One, two, and three. Think of your color and feel the feeling. Feel the feeling now and think of your color. From this day forward, anytime you think of your favorite color, you feel so much success, you'll do one thing till you've achieved your dream. You want more of that color, more of that feeling? Sure you do. It's the air that you breathe. On the count of three, reach out and grab a piece of air and pull it into your heart. When your hand touches your heart, that feeling will magnify 100 times more. One, two, three. Grab that piece of air right in front of you, guys. Pull it into your heart. Breathe in and feel it from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. From this day forward, anytime you think of your favorite color and or put your hand to your heart, you'll do one thing until you've achieved that dream. You do this for the next 30 days, it become a habit, so you won't have to think about it anymore. You'll just do it. You see, some people believe in their doubts, other people doubt their beliefs. You believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. Now that you know that to be so very true, ingrained in your mind, body, heart, and soul, on the count of three, you'll open your eyes, take a deep breath in, stretch, and feel really refreshed. One, feeling fantastic. Two, and three.
Wow.
Mm. Cool.
That was magnificent.
Mm.
So you guys get that feeling within you bubbling and stirring?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's test it. So, you know, that's a very general exercise that anybody can do to apply to anything that they want in life. And the feeling that you created for yourself, you can always intensify it more and more and more. And to test to see how great you feel when you think of your color, all you have to do, guys, is just think of your color now.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what type of feelings you feel.
I feel incredibly powerful.
Yeah, feelings from the tip of my toe to the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And some people, the color may not be as strong as a physical movement. So put your hand to your heart. See how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Just strength.
That's really good.
Yeah. A little bit uplifting, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Very uplifting.
Yeah. Most people.
Confident, too.
Yeah. Most people, when I do this exercise with them, they'll breathe in as soon as they think of their color or put their hand to their heart,
mm-hmm.
which is really inspiration. And it's just getting you into that peak state, that resourceful state. So, one, you're going to move the body the best that you can to produce that shot.
Cool.
Yeah, and the more you do it, the easier it gets. So that is something you can do every day to ingrain to do it so it becomes a habit.
I like it. So it's really just going back to that place. I mean, that's really what I did
mm-hmm.
when I was putting out of my mind and playing amazing golf. The very first round after you taught this to me is I kept going back to this frame of reference and focusing. And even when I focused, I remember one of the things you taught me the other time we did this is focus, imagining the ball going over the hole, the exact blade of grass, and picture that ball going over the hole
mm-hmm.
as I'm doing that in that exercise. And that was so powerful. It's such I just put that mental picture in my head as I'm doing that and feeling that motion and feeling that feeling. The color for me was green.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I keep going back to that color when I putt, and I'm so strong when I do that.
Good. And, you know, you said something really important, too, Colin, is that the visualization part is really, really effective
yeah.
for everyone, like in regards to, you know, you can really create that sense of detail, that clarity and the movement and the feeling in your body. And, you know, this is a short exercise. When you spend more time in terms of the visualization part, you can become even more clear, more powerful doing it.
You know, it's fascinating. Harvey Pennick in his Little Red Book, the number one best-selling sports book of all time,
mm-hmm.
says, take dead aim.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what this is about, is getting that focus, taking very specific aim. What blade of grass do you want the ball to roll over the hole on? What
mm-hmm.
what specific, you know, spot on the fairway do you want your ball to land?
Exactly.
Colin, we have a video on our site that is Tiger Woods, and he shoots this shot, and it's a putt, and it rolls right up to the edge of the cup and stops. And everybody holds their breath. And when you're talking about seeing the blade of grass, yeah. I can see it. And there's this blade of grass, and then it falls in.
Yeah, that's right. That's like the most famous video in golf. I love that video on our site. And,
yeah, and it's just, you know, that's what I'm picturing now. It just comes right up, drops in.
You know, if people want to see that, just so they know, it's on golftrainingaidsreview.com, and it's in the trivia, golf trivia section?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think
and,
there's golf videos there.
Yeah. Under Tiger Woods, so check that out. It's kind of fun.
So,
that's his actually his famous chip shot on the 16th hole in the Masters, and that actually was kind of the turning point of the Masters when he won. That was quite an event, but definitely one of the most celebrated moments in golf.
It was amazing. It was amazing to watch it again.
Yeah,
Wayne,
when you watch the guys like that, it's so amazing. It's art. It's ballet in action in regards to the people that make it look so easy. They've done it so many times, and they've created the mental pathways to have those habits of success.
Right. Well, you've done that for us here again today, Wayne, and I really appreciate that. And
yeah, well,
you know,
my pleasure, guys.
I was going to ask you, Wayne, do you have a website?
I do. Yeah, my website is waynelee.com, so W-A-Y-N-E-L-L-E-E, one word, .com.
Great. Good. So there's more information there, and if we want to...
What's the number they can reach you at?
1-866-306-7111. That's a toll-free number.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And do you have any, like, videotapes or stuff people can...
Yeah, well, actually, I have programs. I have educational materials, hypnotic programs that people can use to achieve their goals, whether it's stop smoking, to be a money magnet, to become more of a money magnet.
You have weight loss stuff, too?
To weight loss, health, and weight loss, as well as concentration and focus.
Cool.
Important.
Well, you're going to have to do a CD on golf.
Yes, I know, Colin. I've been talking about that, and it's just the timing is important. I'm just finishing a project called Magicnicity, and it's where the law of attraction meets hypnosis.
Cool.
Nice.
That sounds fun.
That's
very timely,
too.
Pardon?
We should,
very timely.
Yes.
We should all go for lunch here, but maybe we can just leave people with your phone number that they can connect with you if they want to book you for a hypnosis show or a motivational presentation or a one of the seminars that you do.
Yeah. If people want to get a hold of me, again, it's 1-866-306-7111.
Cool.
Yeah,
and we'll post this on a PDF, just a document of this, so people can actually have that down. So if they didn't get it on the podcast here, they can write it down. Anyways, Wayne,
great. Awesome.
This was great. Amazing learning and great refresher for me to go back and apply this now again to my driving. I'm sure it's going to continue to be a big help for my game. So
Excellent. Thanks
for your time here today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You guys want to go for lunch?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Head out.
All right.
Hey.